Yes.
Thank you for coming, making interview with VarietyNewsOnline.com. Yes. Glad to meet you. You are the very famous in Europe and many countries, classical music.
Yes, that's what I do, actually. I play in many countries.
Yes.
Some years, that's my job.
Your job?
Yes, that's my job.
Please show autograph for my name card.
I didn't know you were recording.
Yeah. Okay. And now this start making interview.
Okay. So you didn't record yet.
Recording.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Start interview. Daniel. In first time come to Thailand.
No. I came numerous occasions. First time was in May last year. I was called by the Bangkok Symphony Orchestra just to give my expertise on the orchestra and to give some master classes and some concerts as well.
Mm. And to this tip, can you share about your work with a Thai teacher behind the scene?
I was, yes, we met randomly, completely by random chance with Trisdi. Last time I was there because of common friends, and actually we played together on a gala made by Dove for cancer patients. We played the trick of this concert is that we played with human hair, bowls with human hair, and Trisdi was playing the piano at this point, and I just asked, who is this guy? He's fantastic, I want to play with him. And then we met, we talked, and we decided that we should play together. So and the next time I'm here, we're playing a recital with him, and I'm very happy and very lucky to have found him, actually.
Yes. Thank you. Daniel, next question. About your road to story, work with to be musician, I need to know about what is your inspiration? What is the beginning point of your being musician, violinist?
The inspiration, you mean now or when in my studies I didn't learn something?
When you start.
When I start?
Yes. Yeah,
when I start playing on stage, you mean?
Yes.
It's a very precise, music is before being a complete improvisation. It's something very serious and very exact, and my inspiration is actually written in the score. Every movement that I play has a name which gives a character indication and a tempo indication. For instance, the first and the last bit we played today, since it's the same, it's the same thing, it's says affectuoso, which is rather a character than a tempo. Affectuoso means with affection, it's Italian for affection, so I try to think about something affectuous, like affection of a mother to her child, for instance, or to a lover, and then I just listen to the music, to the harmony, and it depends of the moment. Inspiration cannot be programmed, it's really a thing that comes and goes there, and probably also depends on my mood, but mostly I try to think about what the composer was trying to say when he was writing the piece. Or for many composers of this time, there were also performance. Not Handel, he was not a violinist, but Tartini, for example, was always performing his own works. So I'm trying to just figure out what he had in his mind, because I'm just the messenger between the music and the audience. The music was written before, I'm just trying to be in somewhere in between and to think every time it will be an interpretation for yourself, every time is different. So you cannot completely deny that you exist, but still I'm trying to think about the emotion that the composer had at the moment when he was writing the piece, and to transmit this emotion on something close to the audience.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Daniel. Next question. I need to know about what is your create? What is your own style when you create, play violinist? Your style.
When did I start? Sorry.
What is your own style when you play music?
When
style?
Started with 6, so it was kind of long time ago, but I come from a very musical family. My dad is a violinist, and both his parents were violinists as well, from my mother's side, also musicians. So it was really my world. It was something that I knew since I was born, and I remember that my first lesson with my dad, I required. I was never forced to play the violin. I wanted to, because it was something very familiar to me since I was a kid, even before. Probably in the belly of my mother, I was hearing music all the time. So, but my first lesson, yes, I took it at 6 years old. Yeah.
Next question. Daniel, can you share about one off topic? What is the best special technique when you play violin?
Oh, there are so many techniques.
Yes.
So, no, it really depends. The violin exists for 4 centuries, barely 4 centuries, and every century had his own technique. Every century had his own great interpreters. So the technique of violin is like encyclopedia, and well, there is not so thing as the best technique. I think you should choose what's best for you, because every morphology is different, and some fingering which would be good for me will not be good for my students, or some bowings will not be good. So the best technique for any musician, I think, is the technique of the capacity of adaptation, to adapt. Because you never make music alone, and you should never forget that as long as you're not playing alone, you play as much with your fingers and with your arms that with your ears. The listening part is very important, so it's more musical technique than violin techniques. Violin, I don't know, some works, some doesn't work. It's too complicated. The violin is definitely one of the most complicated instruments.
Yes. And how long time for you are doing to practicing?
Practicing?
Yes.
Well, it depends, because I have a very lazy nature, so I unfortunately am not one of those who can sight read on stage very well, or just read the music once and just play it perfectly. I'm not one of those. I need to study a piece before I start, before even I open the violin case. I open the score and I try to see what's going on there. Then it's not because I'm so intellectual or something like this, it's just because I'm very lazy. So if I open the score before I open the violin case, it means that I will have to practice less on the violin, because I will know already what's going on. So that's the thing. But if you want in hours, it really depends of what I have to play and when. If I have to play 3 concertos that I never played, I will practice non-stop. If I have to play something, if I have less concert or a concert with something that I've already played or that I consider easy, because there's no such thing as easy music. Every music is difficult if you look at it. But, I mean, there are things that come to me easier than others. So in that case, I practice less.
And next question about your song. What is your favorite track song that you're playing? With a harmonic orchestra.
I have this question many times, and I really don't know, because it really depends on the mood of the moment. I don't know if you heard about something called musicotherapy, like one of natural medicines, by being healed by listening to music, and depending on the illness that you have, they give to you to listen Mozart, or if you have another illness, then Beethoven, like that. And I think it really, really depends. I enjoy playing very much everything going from Baroque to contemporary, or even modern music, even jazz. Like I need all this different music that we have, that we know, in order to survive and to live very happily, I need all these different styles of music. So I really cannot answer which is my favorite track. If I had to take on Desert Island one composer, I think I would still take Shostakovich, because I have a very special relationship with him. It's a little bit thanks to Shostakovich I knew what love for music is. So I'll probably pick him, but he's definitely not the only one that I enjoy performing.
Yes. And Daniel, next question. Can you share about for Thailand musician fan, and please tell me about what is the next step about of your working next to Thailand?
After Thailand?
Yes.
Oh, I will come back to Paris probably, where I reside and have to teach my students, because I'm also the teacher at the Paris Conservatory. Then, actually, some very important event comes, because I'm coming from Russia. I live in Paris now, but I'm born in Russia, from a very musical family, and we're going to celebrate the 100th anniversary of my grandfather, who was a very eminent pedagogue for children. He wrote one method of how to play the violin, and half Soviet Union. At the time there was a country called Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Half of the violinists of this country started with this method. Mm-hmm. And we're going to celebrate in the school where he used to teach the kids for many years, in the school, the Gnesin School of Music of Moscow. There will be an event, a concert and master classes of his old students, like my dad, who of course studied with him. I never knew him because he died before I was born, but my dad and some other person flying from America, actually Emmanuel Borg, who is a former concertmaster of Dallas Symphony Orchestra, he will come as well to play. So yeah, that's the next event, or the next major event at the end of February.
Yes. And about your new project in this year and next year, please tell to your fans.
Oh, we'll be touring in Europe. Touring in Europe with lots of different styles of music, and looking forward to coming back to Thailand, actually, because I find the audience to be very friendly here, and in general there is a very big interest for this kind of event, for arts, for music, for classical music, and I find that it's going up in this part of the world, the interest for the what we do, actually, what we do every day is going up, as opposed to Europe, where it's drastically going down. Yeah, I will definitely try. I have a couple of things that are planned here. Too early to say publicly about this, but I hope that people will know when it comes, and well, maybe it will be a reason for another interview at this point.
And Daniel, next question. Who would you like to work with in the future, musician?
I'm sorry?
Who would you like to work with in the future, musician?
That I've already worked with, or that I didn't work yet?
Yes.
Which one?
Classical musician.
Classical musician. Well, I mean, when I'm very happy to work with all the people with which I had good concerts. Bad concerts happen, but bad concerts should be accident. And I'm very, very happy when we feel good on stage, when there is this kind of communication. We'll be, for example, very happy to share the stage with Trisdi whenever he likes, because I feel that the communication is really going, really going well between us. There are actually so many of the great people that I haven't worked with yet that I would like to work with. Some of them passed away. For instance, I was always eager to meet Claudio Abbado, but he's not there anymore. I'm just trying to look forward to the people that I have to work with. For instance, in March I will go to Portugal and work with a very nice youth orchestra called Concerto Moderno, and we'll share the stage with a wonderful musician and a very good friend of me, Cesar Viana, who is a Portuguese musicologist, keyboard player, flute player, shakuhachi player. He plays all kind of flutes, composes great music, he conducts, and he knows so much about music, and it's always very, very interesting to share the stage and after stage, because we also have the life of after stage.
And last question, Daniel, please say something about what is the main theme of your working in your philosophy, main idea of your work?
The main idea of my work, play every concert like it was the last one. I think it's important for professional musicians to be constantly reminded that, of course, what we're doing on a global scale, it's not important. Nobody will die if there's a bad concert. People will just be bored, but I mean, people can survive boredom. But it's not a reason to be a dilettante. We have to remain as good as we can, and it starts. I mean, it goes through studying, through practicing very much, and through just reminding to ourselves every once in a while that if we don't do all this kind of things, our level goes down, and just trying to keep the level up, as well musically as well as philosophically, and just in life in general, just keeping the level up. There's so much things to learn that we probably should not lie dormant.
Thank you, Daniel, for making interview with Bharati News Online.
Thank you.